The situation in Sudan is absolutely out of hand, and it is one of the worst humanitarian catastrophes in the world right now. That doesn't mean that there's no solution possible. Of course, there's a solution possible, but it requires political will and it requires adequate and sufficient pressure from the international community.
Talking of political will, the two belligerents have not been willing to resolve this issue, but now there are reports that the command of the Sudanese paramilitary rapid support forces has agreed to next month's ceasefire talks. Is there a way the international community can urge these parties to reach an agreement?
Well, Douglas, the two generals, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, who is the commander of the Sudanese armed forces and the de facto head of the Sovereign Council of Sudan, and his rival, General Hemeti, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who is the commander of the RSF, the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary, neither one of them has been genuine or really wanted to find a solution to this war from day one. They're in a war to fight for political power, for economic power, and to escape accountability from possible persecution for current war crimes and past war crimes, including, the 2003-2005 Darfur genocide. So neither of them actually wants to find a solution to this war. The solution has to come from extreme pressure from the neighboring countries and the international community, unfortunately. And there are certain tools that can be used to put that pressure on.
How would you describe the impact to the citizens of the country, given that now there's a lack of medical facilities and people are maybe running out of food soon, according to UN agencies?
So Sudanese people are dying from bullets, from bombings, from drone attacks. They're dying from hunger. They're dying from lack of medical attention. They're dying for all sorts of reasons. They're even dying from shock and trauma and from the sight of seeing family members being raped and being shot and their homes being looted and burned. And so there are direct ways that you can be a victim of the Sudanese war, and there are very indirect ways that you can be a victim of the Sudanese war. But the catastrophe is getting worse every single day, and the hunger crisis is looming. And so you'll have a huge shortage of domestic agricultural output in Sudan. You have Port Sudan, the port there being blocked by the various military factions, and the government in and of itself is facing all sorts of obstacles around the clearance and entry of humanitarian aid and assistance. So you have a situation where Sudanese inside Sudan are actually being hijacked in their own country and at the risk of starvation, at the risk of death due to lack of medical attention, and bombings and aerial bombardments and shellings and bullets.